The light is shining bright on the future of country music. Let's see who's in the new artist spotlight today on K105.
Yes, in the new artist spotlight this morning, you may have heard of her. She just goes by one name because she's just that good. Her name is Cam. Cam, good morning. Welcome to the Dana Dude Show.
Good morning.
You know, you're in that category where people like, Madonna and Cher, and you got Cam, and that's all you need, right?
Yeah, well, it turns out no one can pronounce my last name anyway, so whether I wanted to or not, that's how it is.
What if we came up with some creative last names that maybe you could use so you can use a first and last name?
Yeah, sure. What have you got?
If your last name was just Ra, and you could just be Camra, or if you wanted to like hide from people, you could just make your last name Aflage, and you'd be Camouflage. No, you're not going.
That's pretty good, though. I like that.
Are you the outdoorsy type by any chance?
You know, I really enjoy being outdoors, but mostly okay. I just like places that are pretty and comfortable.
Well, I got the perfect last name for you, then. It's Ping. Cam Ping. So there you go. You're ready to go. Okay, enough with the name stuff. You're all on your... Cam is all you need, because this song that you've got called Burning House, your voice in this song is just... It is probably one of the most unique voices that that dude and I have ever heard. I know he was watching a video of you here recently, and this is the same guy who was watching Sam Hunt months back, and I used to give him crap all the time about he's watching Sam, and Sam, obviously, his stuff speaks for himself, so I guess it's a good track record to know that he was watching your stuff.
Man, no, I really appreciate that. I think what Sam's doing is, like, changing the game.
And the weird thing about it is the coincidence is he's Sam and you're Cam. Okay, I'm a little freaked out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, we eat green eggs and ham together when we're out.
The Dr. Seuss reference. I didn't expect that this morning. Cam is with us in the New Artist Spotlight here on the Dana Dude Show at Fort Wayne's K105. Now, I understand that you can sing, and most people have trouble talking, but you can actually sing in multiple languages. Is that correct?
Yeah, when I was growing up, I was a part of a county children's choir. By the time I graduated high school, we sang in 14 different languages.
Wow. So besides English, what's your favorite language to sing in?
Finnish is very hard to pronounce. I thought that was pretty fun to sing in. But I loved the intervals, because you're kind of asking a question about what's fun to sing the words, but also what kind of music do you sing? And like Bulgarian women's choir, there's these really cool, a lot of seconds and stuff, the intervals that are kind of ugly but kind of cool at the same time. So I like Bulgarian as well.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you're probably the only country artist that can sing in Bulgarian and Finnish.
No, anyone can do it.
Cam is with us in the New Artist Spotlight here on the Dana Dude Show at Fort Wayne's K105. Congratulations on your recent engagement.
Oh, thank you very much.
I know the engagement's relatively new here, so there's probably not a date been set or anything like that, right?
No, but it's fun just to think about in the idea stage. I bet when you get to the planning stage, it's like a little more stressful.
More stressful than writing stuff for Miley Cyrus, which I understand you wrote a song for her?
I did, on her Bangers album. It was just because my executive producer was supposed to be there that day and he couldn't make it. So he sent myself and my co-writer in his place. So it was really random. And at the time, I actually didn't even want to go in because I would just want to be working on my music. I don't want to spend time on anything else right now. I was really laser focused. And my co-writer, Tyler, said, I think you're going to thank me for making you do this at some point later. And now I do. It was really cool that we got on that album.
Yeah, and here's a little clip of Maybe You're Right Now. It's Cam and the New Artist Spotlight here on the Dana Dude Show at Fort Wayne's K105. All right, now we're going to go behind the scenes a little bit, as we do in the New Artist Spotlight, to find out a little bit more about what makes Cam tick. You cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. What was the first job you ever had?
Either a children's shoe store or a cocktail waitress on a riverboat with the big paddle wheel in the back.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, both of those. I got those at the same time, I think.
All right, how about your favorite food?
Probably either grapefruit or any kind of cheese.
There's nothing like good grapefruit, unless you get it in your eye. Then that burns.
That kind of ruins it.
Yeah, you've been there, haven't you? All right, yeah. What are you scared of?
I think regretting something is a big fear of mine. So if I feel like it's something that I want to do and should do, I work extremely hard to make it happen. Because I think the idea of being older and thinking I should have, could have, would have,
yes,
it's really scary.
Finally, give us something you want everybody to know about Cam.
I'm from California, and that's why I wear yellow all the time. It's like my little California sunshine I get to take everywhere with me, because I miss home.
I can imagine. She's a legitimate California girl. She is Cam, and she's been in our new artist spotlight here on K105. Well, we're not going to play the Bulgarian or the Finnish or any other language version of Burning House, but we're going to play this song, the one everybody is talking about right now. And nice to meet you, and thanks for spending some time here on the Dan and Dude Show.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dan.